Hey everybody, my name is Craig and I am a compulsive overeater. Can you all hear me all right? And everyone can see that picture? Yep, I see the clapping. Thank you so much. So I just wanted to make sure the screen share was working here. So my name is Craig S. I'm a compulsive overeater and I'm abstinent today by the grace of God and the Fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous and a lot of work, a lot of action. And the action not given to me. By myself, by other people. I need to listen to other people. My top weight, this picture here is probably pretty close to my top weight. And this picture here is pretty close to my top weight. And that is 387 pounds. I just want to give a warning. It is 10 o'clock right now. I'm usually winding down for bed. I'm tired. I'm in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So I apologize if I'm not super chipper. But when Rich asked me to speak, I speak because I want to give back to all the men that have helped me. And hopefully this message can help someone. So that's me at 387. I was dying. My doctor told me that, if I didn't lose weight, I'd have serious health consequences. And this was like 3 years after my doctor told me that. At this point, I was probably past that threshold of pre-diabetes to regular diabetes. I was eating certain foods and then calling my doctor and saying, "Why is my blood sugar 300?" And they said, "What are you eating?" And I was like, "Well, the metformin should answer that, right?" My home group, just so you guys know, a little bit of housekeeping. And actually, why don't I switch this next photo, right? Let's get some positivity here. But my home group is Thursdays at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in Kenosha, Wisconsin at Southport Allano. If you guys are in Kenosha, come hang. We'd love to have you. I have a sponsor. And I have been abstinent by the grace of God since December 11th of 2023. So this is roughly a year and some change ago on the left, and then this is roughly probably last month to the right. And I was abstinent in both of these pictures, but the difference a year makes. And then the last picture, just a little obligatory gym shot. This is me like last month, and can I stop that screen sharing? I don't know. Oh, there we go. I can do it. Stop share. So I'm the kind of guy that could barely, wipe his own butt. Let's get right into that math there, right? Let's get right into the weeds. I could barely do basic human things, right? This is a deadly disease. This is not fun playtime, this disease. This disease kills people. We hear time and again of people that get to so high of weights and they die from this. So this is not a fun playtime. Hey, look at me, I'm having fun, right? This is a real serious illness. And the fact that a guy like me, I'm a statistical improbability, right? And I'm not on my own, I'm that 387-pound guy you saw. But with you guys, with OA, with my I belong to the sober men's table out in San Fernando Valley. With you guys, I don't die. I mean, it's as simple as that. And a few weeks ago, I ran my first 5K, and that is a miracle for a guy who was dying, right? And I appreciate the applause, but it's and this is not about the exercise. This is about not dying. I mean, it's as simple as that. When I was a kid, so I'm also an alcoholic, and I'm not even gonna say beverage program. I'm gonna straight up say I'm an alcoholic and I'm a marijuana addict, and I want everybody to know that because that's important to my story for you all to know that. But my first love, and I'm sure some people in here can relate, was food. I was the kind of kid that mom was hiding food, right? Mom and dad were hiding the sweets. They were hiding all the food. If there was all sorts of food, I was gonna eat it. I was gonna binge. I remember taking a drink as a little kid, but I remember eating and being excited about food, right? I was a very athletic kid. When I was in high school, I remember becoming a vegetarian. And that's when I started putting on, ironically, right, a ton of weight because I was eating all the bad foods, right? And then I'm in college and I'm really heavy. And Eating from vending machines, eating from fast food, drinking, drugging, eating, there's a really good AA speaker named Earl Hightower, and he says, it doesn't matter what I put in my body, it's anti-Earl medication, right? So it doesn't matter what I put in my body, it's all anti-Craig medication. It's all things for me to not feel life, right? I mean, that's what it is. So I was the kind of guy that was, when I was growing up, I was finishing food off my mom's plate, off my sister's plate. Hey, are you gonna finish that? Yeah, they were gonna finish it till my butt was looking at their food, and they were, then they felt bad, right? I was the kind of guy that would go, towards the end, go get fast food on the way home, and get extra fast food. So when I was driving the fast food in the first place to get to my wife, I'd have something to eat on the way there, and then eat more, right? I was the kind of guy that had snacks in my desk and I would binge them. When I got sober, from drugs and alcohol over 10 years ago, I was probably at a close weight to what I'm at now. But I wasn't healthy. I mean, I was a derelict menace, right? And this is not that kind of meeting, but it's important to note that when I got sober, as I'm sure, spoiler alert, the weight piled on because I was substituting one for another, right? And we call that cross addiction. And so I was eating and not realizing how much I was eating. I remember I had an amends. My first amends, literally my first amends, were walking on a lakefront in Chicago. My buddy, who was like this Buddhist monk, I swear to God, and he was my first amends. I started off easy. What could be easier in your amends than a Buddhist monk friend? And he said, "You look like you're getting a little chunky, man." And I got so mad that he said that. And then he said, "Your problem is you get mad, not that you get excited about how can you get better." But see, what he doesn't understand, and I'm sure if I was a gambling man, I'd sure everybody in this room can understand, doesn't matter what I think and what I want, I'm an addict. My brain doesn't let me do that. Just because I want, I don't get excited about that. I'm a slave to my substances. I'm a slave to food. I'm an alcoholic when it comes to food. I know I have a problem and I can't stop doing that problem. I don't know anything but grace that keeps me, that got me here in the first place, right? That got me here with you guys is grace. What keeps me here, because I can use that as an excuse. Oh, God's got me. And then I don't take action. What keeps me here is action. What keeps me here is speaking at 10 o'clock at night when I'm usually in the bathtub. What keeps me here is talking to Rich through text message today, going to a meeting with you this morning, going across the country to the men's retreat. Those are the actions I need so I don't die. I don't know. I don't think I can say it enough to know how deadly this friggin', I'm trying to not swear, and I'm trying to not use specific foods just out of respect for people, but I am certainly a foul-mouthed guy. So I'm gonna let you all know that right now. But
You
I
can
had a
mention
I had a
food. You can mention food, Craig. We allow it. We like it.
Okay, awesome. And I'm gonna okay, awesome. But I had a guy call me the other day, and I don't know if he's on or not. If he is, I love you very much, brother. But he's crying because he knows how deadly this thing is. To most people, a cookie is a cookie. I remember my dad saying, "Why can't you just have switch to fruit?" It's straight up the like gin beer stuff out of the big book. My dad tried to control my eating. "Why can't you just eat fruit at night, dude?" Or my mom, "You can't just have one cookie." Or when I started coming in these rooms and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, oh God, I hate that this is on a podcast because now they can hear it, but oh well, that they're unhappy at my food plan. But then they see how it works. By the grace of God and the fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous, my wife also just got a year. Between the two of us, we have over 200 pounds lost. Can you imagine how much weight was on this house with the two of us walking around? I mean, it was insane. And we're an OA household. She's literally upstairs on another meeting, y'all. Seriously, giving service on another meeting. Sometimes it gets annoying having a partner in the steps because there's like phone calls around the trip. but it saves their lives because this is a serious illness. So I'm gonna get to kind of, I've been floating around quite a bit here, but so in November of 2023, literally after Thanksgiving, because I think that's most, so many people have anniversaries after Thanksgiving, but my sister Zooms us, me and Anna, and she says, I need to talk to you. And she says, I'd like for you to be the godfather to my youngest. And I also want to talk to you privately, Craig. And she had me go in the garage away from my wife, and she said, I'm really scared for you. You're really big. I didn't think I would cry saying this, and every time I tell this story, I want to cry. So, she said, you can barely walk a few steps without losing breath, and I need you here for my boys. I need you here for me and my boys. And that was, we can't. I can't get sober and stay sober for someone else. But sometimes I need that slap to the face, because when you put my godchildren in the mix, I realize how big of a darn deal this is. So that kicked my butt. And the pain that that felt. So I had been flirting with the idea of going to the men's table for probably a year or two at that point. I didn't like the idea of having to tell a bunch of guys that I was a 387-pound man. I didn't like that idea, so I didn't go. So when this moment happened with my sister, that was kind of my she was almost my Abby in that regards, although she was a messenger, right? And she so after that, Anna, I told Anna I need to do something, and we went on a meeting downstairs. Went on Zoom. Thank God for these Zoom meetings, seriously. And then I called my buddy Dan and got connected to the men's table, and then got connected to a few guys, and then asked one of those guys to be my sponsor. And then that was that November 30th was the day my sister said that, was the day I came back into OA, because I'd been to OA for one meeting at one point at that point. But then my got into the men's table, and I'll tell you what I do, and you already know what it's like now. I already told you I'm 232 pounds now, just so everyone knows. I was 387. I'm 232 pounds. I don't take diabetic medication. I don't take high blood pressure medicine. I check my vitals and they're normal, and that's insane. That's a statistical improbability. My resting heart rate is normal. It's low. Like, it's good. It's insane. It's this stuff's insane. And how I do that is I had to do this food plan with a grown man. I had to have a grown man tell me what I can and cannot eat. So he identified my food, and I remember, they say the credits don't transfer, but the study habits do. So I knew from being an AA, like, I needed to make a call. So after we had our food plan and we identified that, like, I'm going to tell a really funny story. So I don't know if anyone here is from Chicago. I am from Chicago. I'm born and raised. I'm Wisconsin now. So my sponsor says, "Hey, what's alcoholic food?" And I said, "Well, thin crust pizza." He's like, "That's very specific. What do you mean thin crust pizza?" I said, "Well, deep dish is okay. I can eat deep dish." And he said, "I'm calling BS on that, bro. Pizza is pizza is pizza." And because I'm a manipulative food addict, I want to get everything I can. So we identified that all pizza is a problem, and so is flour, and so is pasta, and so is all desserts, and so is sugar. And when that happened, I remember the intensity of it. I can never have a sandwich again. I can never have spaghetti again. And I remember I walked across the street to the grocery store and got some sober foods and made a call and told someone I hated this. And that's the key, I think, for me, is saying this sucks sometimes, I eat three meals a day. I have three plates of food They are food that are not alcoholic to me. By alcoholic, I mean food that triggers the phenomenon of craving. Foods that when I eat, I can't stop eating. I have two optional snacks. My snacks are weighed and measured. Some of my plate, my breakfast is mostly weighed and measured. If I'm not eating out, it's mostly weighed and measured. And then I have to weigh dressing. How much time do I got there? Okay, 5 minutes. Okay. I have to weigh dressing. I have to weigh sauces. And I found out later I couldn't have butter and nuts, right? Oh, nuts. I'm nuts enough for nuts, guys. And I kind of credit two moments to that moment I told you where I walked across the street. And then in January of this year, I was teetering around the 300s, low 300s. And my sponsor asked me, this is real. I was putting butter in my oatmeal every morning. And he asked me if I'd stop doing that. And I said, I don't know why. And then I talked to my buddy and he said, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, I think butter is alcoholic. What a jerk. Instead of, oh, there, buddy. He said, I think butter's alcoholic. And that pain, I remember feeling that pain and calling another buddy and saying, I don't want to do this. And the guy didn't call back. He didn't leave a voicemail back. He texted me like five words that said, keep talking about it. Keep talking the heck about it. And the reason I bring up what I call the Great Butter Incident of 2025 is that I don't usually call it quite that, but what I call the butter incident is that my sponsor told me after that, because that was really heavy. I remember that was the one time I like was like, I almost really wanted to leave, right? And I didn't. And I've had emotional freedom from that. And this is from a guy who's been in AA for 10 years. And I bring this up because when I was in AA, and I'm still in AA, I'm still an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I always felt something was missing. And it was because I was still getting high on the food, you know? So when I got the butter out of the way, I got emotional recovery from that. And I deal with life differently. So, some people say, an excuse I used and I hear sometimes, and I don't mean to call anybody out, but I'm going to anyways, because I do mean it, right? But like people that say me, when I used to say this is what kept me from recovery, is I used to say, well, gee, AA is so much easier because I just stopped drinking, but you gotta eat, right? That was an excuse I used all the time. But you know what's true for me, and I can't speak for anyone else. I don't need to eat pizza to live. I don't need to eat chocolate to live. I don't need to eat my alcoholic foods to live. I've been in this program 1 year and 11 months without those foods. I'm alive. I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life. So that's BS for me. For me, I'm not speaking for anybody else. It's a really good way to like to eat whatever you want, right? And I bring this up too because this is a deadly illness. I've said that like five times. It's a deadly illness. So there's no, for me, there's no like wiggle room. There's no like, oh, that's okay, buddy. 'Cause it's not. 'Cause we wouldn't treat an alcoholic who just drank whiskey like that. So I think it's important that that's why I like my sober table guys, because we treat this serious, and a lot of people treat this serious. I'm sorry if it sounded like only we treat it serious, but a lot of people treat this serious and it needs to be serious. But that being said, I need to come to this point that a lot of OA works for a lot of people, and I have a problem with my ego where I think my way is the right way and I don't look at your way, right? So I got to look at that crud too. So whatever works for you, but I got to be honest for me, and I can't eat dark chocolate. You know, I can't find that. I can't eat cauliflower pizza because if you give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. I'm gonna eat everything you give me and then some, because I am a compulsive overeater when it comes to food, when it comes to alcohol, and when it comes to marijuana and other things too, for that matter. Because I have a trouble with me, Craig, right? So, Rich man, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble for 20 minutes on a Monday night on Thanksgiving. I look forward to meeting some of y'all at the birthday party. I will be at the birthday party. And yeah, thank you all. So much love.